Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hard to defend the big, and at times like Mark, for example, hasn't necessarily taken full advantage of that. Was that a Jonas thing? Was that by design? And why did he have such advantage when we haven't seen that always?
He's low down there, obviously. He's able to get to his spot, and he's big enough where when he catches it at his spot, it doesn't take him a whole lot to get to his shot. You know, it's one bounce, and he uses his size, and he can release it over the top. They started to bring double teams. He was aware and was able to find some cutters out of it. We talked to him about it. Felt like there was more opportunities for him to score. He started to look for the double team instead of being aggressive and forcing the double team in the second half a little bit. But, his size and his touch makes him difficult. And then where he did a great job was on the glass after the fact. He might not have got the ball, but they go up for a shot. He uses his size and power to come up with some offensive rebounds like the big one he had down the stretch.
JB, Chandler had a season-high 16 points on Saturday night's game, and then tonight he had the overtime aerobics of the overtime. Could we expect to see more consistency from him?
We hope so. It's been a while, obviously, since he's played this many games in a row, so that's a start for us. And now he catches his rhythm. His legs are getting underneath of him. He's always, uses his smarts and understands how to get to his spots and is a good playmaker. But I think the shots going in make a big difference for his game, and they open up the floor for him to attack and make plays for other people.
Coach, short rotation tonight, was that by design or just injuries? What was that about?
I mean, the injuries obviously took a part in that. But it just felt like the group of guys that were on the floor, had a rhythm going. And they were playing well with one another, and we just wanted to sprinkle those eight guys throughout the rotation tonight because they had it going a little bit.
JB, can you take us to the end of regulation when Harden was fouled for the three? What was the situation on that?
They slipped a screen. We were supposed to stay with our own man. They slipped a screen. We ended up a little bit behind them. The pump fake happens. The threat that he is. We took the bait on the pump fake. From where we stood, it looked like he went past him. The referee's angle looked like he hit him, I guess, so he made the call there. But, we made a mistake on communication on that initial slip, and we lost his body early, which put us in a position where we were trying to chase him down, and then we were late, and then, a little overzealous on the pump fake. No, we were trying to stay with our own man at that point, yeah.
JB, when one guy's doing everything that Harden does, especially late like that, is just not letting him break your will almost the biggest part of it?
Yeah, the guy's capable, obviously, of making all those plays. We've seen it time and time again throughout this season and throughout his career. But, you have to have a little bit of testicular fortitude down the stretch. You have to be strong in your belief and feel as if you can win and you can make the next play. And I thought our guys continued to do that. And the best thing about it was a bunch of different guys. It wasn't just one guy who was making the play. It was a bunch of different guys down the stretch who impacted the game.
You stuck with an 8-man rotation. Was the decision to keep it short just because the hustle guys got in, so close to before the game?
Yeah, for most of it, it was that, the group of guys that were playing, I thought were playing really well. And I just wanted to keep the rotation through those guys, obviously with it in mind, that those guys did travel in. But, I just thought those guys were playing well and wanted to keep them rotating.
JB, it looked like during the break between regulation and overtime, Jonas was really animated in the huddle. What was sort of the message? What was that like after, kind of letting the lead slip and, obviously you guys were able to come back.
He didn't want that momentum to shift in their favor. Down the stretch, they obviously made some huge plays, but it was a 0-0 game. It was a 5-minute game that we had to go out and find a way to win and not let what happened that fourth quarter impact us. So he was just rallying the guys to get them to go out and do that. You know, it's who he is, and it was, you know, when he first showed up, that's who he's been. You know, he's, you know, obviously learning the terminology and the things that we're trying to develop, but from a personality standpoint, he's been all in. And that's, you know, it's been refreshing, you know, honestly, that all these guys, as soon as they showed up, no matter the circumstances that they came from, they were all about trying to help this team. And, you know, his personality, you know, he wants the right things. He tries to do the right things all the time. So, you know, guys believe it when he says the things that he says, you know, when they feel his energy and his purpose.
JB, with the injuries that you had with Miles out now and Avery's out now, a guy like Dorsey maybe getting a longer look. He was in Utah last night, still got minutes, and still was effective. What are you seeing from him? What does he really need to do to be a part of this team moving forward?
Well, I mean, he has to be who he is, and he has the ability to make shots and play make with the ball. And, you know, in this league, there's no greater threat than the guy who can put the ball in the basket from range, and he has the ability to do that. He is a steady defender. You know, he's in the right place most of the time. You know, he understands the personnel, the guy he's guarding. You know, but I think his biggest influence on the game can be on the offensive end, where he has the ability to get it going.
DeLon got the start tonight. Can you see him continuing to start from here on out?
I mean, yeah. You know, as long as we're moving through this, you know, obviously we'll keep an eye on Avery. You know, I feel like Avery's earned that starting spot. And DeLon and Mike kind of ping-ponging as starting off the bench, you know, is our normal rotation, which we'd like to keep. But, you know, as long as Avery's out, those are DeLon's minutes.
You guys have been beating playoff teams here and, you know, losing to non-playoff teams on the road. I mean, is that as simple as human nature, JB, that you're home and you get a challenge in front of you and everybody just has a little more zip in their step?
Yes, but I think, you know, that's not who we aim to be. You know, our responsibility to one another, you know, to our fans, is to bring the same intensity no matter who we're facing, no matter who our opponent is. And, you know, that's part of building a team. And a team isn't built, you know, again, like I said, by just throwing a bunch of dudes in a locker room. You know, a team is built by going through the experiences that we share. And, you know, we were disappointed about that trip. All of us were, you know, players, coaches. You know, we didn't feel like we brought our best. And, you know, we've got to learn from that, and we've got to grow. And we've got to find that, you know, consistency in who we're going to be in our approach to every single game.
This team has scored 120-plus points in three straight games. Obviously, tonight was helped by overtime. But is the scoring uptick, is that by design? Is that just, you know, like the faster pace and everything? Is this what you want to see?
Yeah, I think we're more efficient on the offensive end of the floor. You know, the guys that we've acquired, give them the credit. You know, they've been able to attack more, play with more speed. You know, the spacing on the floor that we're able to play with. And, you know, an understanding, you know, guys are figuring out exactly what we're trying to get done, you know, how we're going to move off the ball, what moving off the ball does to defenses, the pressure that it puts on the defense. So, you know, we're starting to figure it out, and we're scoring in a, you know, variety of ways. You know, we've got paint attacks. We've got Jonas in the post. You know, we got guys on the perimeter creating, getting to the basket or creating for others on the perimeter. So I think the variety has been really good for us as well.
Thank you,
guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.